When I was 5 years old, I could pray the rosary in Latin. My father's aunts, who never got married, they lived for the church. One of them would take care of all the linens. The other would actually make homemade hosts. I got to eat so many of those when I was a child. And they prayed the rosary in Latin every day. And they concluded it with the litanies of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I remember, still today, the litanies in Latin. Federis Arca, Janua Caeli, Stella Matutina, Salus Infirmorum, Refugium Peccatorum, and so forth. One of these litanies struck me particularly because it was also written on the ceiling of a chapel where daily mass was being prayed every day, and it was Federis Arca, which translates the Ark of the Covenant. Mary is called the Ark of the Covenant. Why is that? Well, the Ark of the Covenant contained the tablets of stone of the Ten Commandments, the rod of Moses and Aaron, and a jar of manna. That's according to tradition. Even the letter to the Hebrews mentions this. And it was considered to be the place where God physically dwelt in the temple. The ark was prepared during the Exodus and kept in a tent until finally the temple was built. And David, as we heard in today's first reading, had the Ark of the Covenant brought up to the temple. He danced. That was a great ceremony, a great celebration. When the gospel relates of Mary visiting her cousin Elizabeth, speaks of her as if the ark is going to Elizabeth in the hill country of Judah, as we will hear in tomorrow's gospel. Why? Because she is now the one carrying Jesus. She is, so, the Ark of the Covenant. Not carrying stones, the stones of the Ten Commandments, but the one who is the new law. Not the rod of Aaron and Moses, by which they made all their miracles, but the hand of God, the finger of God. Not the manna, but the one who is the bread from heaven. During this ceremony, this feast of the Assumption of Mary, all the readings focus on Mary, the Ark of the Covenant. Tomorrow you will hear the reading from Revelation. When John has a vision, he sees the skies, he sees heaven, and he sees the Ark of the Covenant. Keep in mind, the Ark of the Covenant had been missing for 400 or 500 years. It was stolen by the Babylonians when they conquered Jerusalem, and no one saw it ever since. There's even a movie about the Raiders of the Ark, remember? Indiana Jones, people going looking for the Ark. So John sees the Ark, but immediately he says, "And I saw a woman dressed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and a dragon there waiting for her to give birth to the one who would be the Savior of the world, Jesus." So that woman is the Blessed Mother. John is speaking of the Blessed Mother as the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant was brought into battle. Every time the Israelites had to face their enemies, they always had the Ark of the Covenant with them because they wanted God to fight with them. And Mary is depicted as a warrior. We have an image of Mary as a sweet, nice lady. That's not how scriptures present Mary to us. She is the warrior. She is there facing the dragon who wants to devour her son. A dragon with 7 heads, a symbol of Rome, the 7 heels of Rome. So the power, the earthly power, wants to destroy divine presence in Jesus Christ. There's a battle. Mary is there. Even Mary, when she meets her cousin Elizabeth, she speaks of a war, of a revolution. He has cast down mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent away empty the rich. There's a revolution going on. Mary, the Ark of the Covenant, she is a warrior. And today we celebrate the fact that she participated in Christ's victory over death, body and soul. The tradition speaks of the Domitio Mariae. Mary fell asleep. In other words, she died. But her death was not colored by the tragedy of our own deaths. Instead, she fell asleep and immediately was taken up to heaven, immediately was reunited with her son. And as I said at the beginning of Mass, this is not only a great celebration of Mary, it's a celebration of our hope, our destiny. That's where we are going, body and soul. And that's why the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Mother is also, it seems to me, a way to acknowledge the dignity of the human body. We are not platonic. Plato condemned anything that is material. Only the soul was important. No, we believe in the resurrection of the body. So we believe that the human body is important, deserves respect, honor, both in life and after death. That's why the Church demands that the body or the remains of those who have died be treated with respect, be buried properly. So you see, it's a great celebration, not only of Mary, but of our destiny, our hope, our humanity, our body. So as we celebrate this feast, let us remember, Mary is the Ark of the Covenant, and she is with us, doing battle. She is a warrior.